Morning, Joe. I'm looking out my window at those autumn blaze maples out front here that are turning scarlet red. They look fantastic.
Boy, we've had some quite intense colors. Fast hitting this year, it seems. Everything's happening quickly.
It goes quick, so we got to enjoy them while we see them, right?
Yes, because there's that four-letter word that starts with S that rhymes with row in the forecast.
I'm glad you clarify that. Right, bro.
Say it isn't snow. Are we ready for snow in Quincy?
Well, we're not. Look, you know, I'm in no hurry for it, but absolutely, we're ready for it. I mean, we got a great team at Public Works, and the snow, the shed out back, which is, stores all the salt, is full, it's ready to go. Equipment is ready to go. So. Yeah, indeed, we're ready, but it's too early.
I agree. The lawnmowers are still out, never mind the plows.
Exactly.
Mayor, can we talk a little bit about, I understand you attended a small ribbon cutting yesterday for a new clinic in Quincy Center.
Yes, the old, actually, on 100 Hannon Parkway, which is the old location for the South Coastal Career Center that had moved. Beth Israel Leahy Clinic had put an urgent care facility there with, we got the tour yesterday as well. It's pretty remarkable. It's a big space in there. So they've got obviously urgent care. They've got primary care. They've got radiology in there. You know, it's a nice setup. And, of course, with the closure of the ED coming at Quincy Medical, this is another option for people to be taken care of. And if anything is more serious, they can, get them over to their emergency room at the Milton Hospital in no time. So I think it's a very good strategic move by Beth Israel, and certainly another option for the residents of our city. So I think it's a great thing.
Is it officially open yet, or is that coming?
That's a good question. Okay. I assumed it is.
Okay.
We did the ribbon cutting, but I assume it is. So it's convenient. It's right there. You know, certainly I think the word will get out with people. But, you know, a lot of what had been going to the ED at Quincy Medical would be things you could get taken care of at the urgent care. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a great thing for the city, another opportunity for people to have services right in their backyard. And they do a nice job. Beth Israel, you know, Brigham Women, Mass General, they're the biggies in the industry in Boston, great reputations, great credibility. So we're certainly thrilled they're here in the city.
When is the ED scheduled to close?
It's coming soon.
Okay.
I don't know if it's December 1st or the end of November, but I know the lease is up, and I know they're going through the process with the state level, with the State Department of Public Health, as they wind down. And it's interesting because we as a city fought with the state to get the state to enforce Stewart, mm-hmm. To have the ED continue. And now unwinding that is interesting, unpacking it. And obviously we'd prefer to have another ED in our city because it's 24/7. I think the urgent care facility is 12 or 18-hour care. But again, we get a very robust ambulance service here. We take people to hospitals all around us on a regular basis each and every day. So I think we're well covered. But, of course, with this landing in the downtown and, of course, the Fox Rock development, which is going to include medical office building of Brigham Women's, I think it will be another asset to fill the need of our residents here with their medical needs.
And there's the South Shore Health Center that's already open right around the corner there.
Yes, that's right. You know, South Shore Hospital has a office building there. They have primary care in it. Number of doctors located out of there with the anticipation that they'd be part of the Brigham Women's operation at some point when that happens, which has been pushed back a little bit because of all the medical community's been dealing with the pandemic. Mm-hmm. But we expect that will move forward sometime in calendar 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
That'll be good.
And the housing development up at the old hospital site, is that also on track?
Yes, it is. There were two things that were a little bit of a challenge for Fox Rock. One is the ED, and that will be leaving, obviously. The other is the communication equipment on the big building there, which is ours. And the council approved that request for a separate tower in Quarry Street, and that project is underway. So as soon as both of those items are completed, then the demolition will move forward. Although they are moving forward with the remediation of the buildings inside. As you know, before you can knock a building down, you got to go in and remediate if there's asbestos, if there's lead, if there's any hazardous materials. That has to be done ahead of time as best they can.
Right. I remember that was an issue with the old substance treatment center up there.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. Those older buildings, that was just the norm back then. The asbestos was used in flooring and pipe covering. And I don't know how much of that is left in those buildings, mm-hmm. but because of the, over the years of improvements done up there, I assume they dealt with much of that. But nonetheless, they have to go through that process.
Sure. Can we talk, Mayor, a little bit about the expansion project that's begun at the Pine Hill Cemetery?
Sure. That's that one has been kicking around for a long time.
Yes.
When I was executive director down there at Parks, Forest, and Cemeteries, we had kicked that off. Dick Sweeney was chairman of the board at that point, and then Tom Galvin took over as chairman of the board. So we've gone through a number of board members and chairs and the park directors since we started that process. But for people to understand, when that land was attained by the state back in the early 60s, it was assumed all of that would be cemeteries, some 42 acres. And, of course, in the business of cemetery, you build out a section at a time, because as the money comes in with the sale of lots monies, then you can spend money on building out the roads in the next section. So they're always done kind of section at a time. Mm-hmm. But what happened was in the 70s and 80s, you had all these new environmental laws and the protection for the habitat up there, including the rattlesnake and the copperhead, which I certainly don't want to run into. they shoot them down south, but in Massachusetts, they're protected. And I understand it. I get it. But that changed the rules, so therefore we couldn't use a lot of the land up there that was assigned for cemetery use. So through negotiations, through a lot of environmental study work from engineers and a number of experts on it, we finally attained some additional space up there, which probably will give us in the vicinity of 4,000, give or take, graves up there, which should take us, for, I got to believe, 20, 30 years, which will be very helpful. And, of course, that business is changing, and how people deal with, the disposal of remains today is different. The old days, it was sacrilegious if you didn't bury the person. Now, because we have cremation, you have cremation remains. Sometimes the urn stays on the mantle at home, under their picture or something. So the whole business has changed dramatically, and I think that'll continue to change going forward. However, we're running out of space up there, and this is very timely so that we can continue to serve the residents of Quincy with their burial needs.
Will this max out Pine Hill then once this project's done?
Pretty much, indeed, yep. It'll use up all that land that we got permission to use. We got permission to use our own land for a cemetery, which is what it was for originally.
Right.
So I appreciate all the folks at the state level that see the wisdom in giving us a couple of acres out of the several dozen we have up there. But having said that, it's positive, and we'll keep moving, get this thing done.
Yeah.
Dave Murphy and his team are overseeing it, and dealing with the cemetery board of managers now. I mean, we'll probably have some cremation areas, niches, because that's the future as well, cremation gardens in some cases they call them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have additional veteran section up there, which would be helpful because we're running low in that area. And as we know, that never goes away. Veterans continue to serve in times of conflict and need, so we want to make sure we take care of them as well. So it'll be a combination of maybe some additional mausoleum space. And the market's a little different on that, but we've got some room up there for some of those as well. So we'll play it out. The beauty is that this will allow for pre-sale, pre-need. So a lot of people today go to the funeral home. They prepare and set up for their funeral and lock it into place. They couldn't lock a grave into place because we were not doing pre-need sales. It was only at need. So until somebody actually passed away because of the shortage of the graves. So now we'll be able to open up the pre-need again, which will help us to fund the whole improvement and additional space that we're creating up there.
Oh, okay. Has that happened, or is that?
No, they're working on the plan now,
okay.
And at some point in the coming months, that will be released publicly, and hopefully we'll see a robust sale.
Mm-hmm. Mayor, this coming Friday is the 285th birthday anniversary of President John Adams.
Unbelievable how time goes by, huh? John's
yes.
285. God love him.
He's looking great.
Yeah, as you know, that's the tradition that was started by President Lyndon Johnson.
Yep.
And on their birthdays, a wreath was sent from the White House to every president around the country there. In this case, obviously, at the Crips. I imagine some of them go to their library or museum. But in any case, we obviously have the two of them. We do John Quincy Adams in July and John Adams in October. And geez, I would love to have a conversation with John Adams today. What he think of the national discourse and what's going on in our nation today? I think it'd be rather interesting and lively, is my guess.
Yes, and maybe R-rated.
Yeah, could be. He spoke and expressed deep concerns about the party system.
Yeah.
And boy, oh boy, he was right on target. Look at what we're experiencing.
Yeah, it's so true. This will not be a public event, though, right, due to the pandemic?
That's correct, yeah unfortunately. I believe QATV probably is covering it.
Yes, it'll be streamed on live online for folks to view on the Internet. Which
excellent.
Is
in fact, I think Doug Adams is coming to represent the Adams family.
Oh.
Doug's brother, John Adams, passed away last week. John was 79 years old. He was a high-tech guy, very well-educated, quite an intellect, a good man. He came and spoke maybe 3 or 4 years ago at the event, and representing the family, so we certainly express our sympathy to the Adams family members.
Sure.
And boy, oh boy, John Adams, you see the picture of him, he looked like Charles Francis and John Quincy. I mean, it's resembling, it's remarkable, the resemblance. It's pretty powerful. But
wow.
At any rate, we can't forget our history. I think that's an issue of today as well. And boy, oh boy, if there's a founding father we should be celebrating this day and age, it's John Adams.
And don't forget the ladies.
Indeed. Yes. Remember the ladies, as Abigail said.
That's right. speaking of the electoral process, have you voted yet, Mayor?
I have not. I still like to do it on the day of.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to watch it go through the ballot box, and,
yep.
And I like to see the people that are working the election and say hello. So I don't know, maybe I'm an old fat or a little corny, but I still like the experience of going into a voting location and voting.
Sure, but I know there's a lot of folks that have already voted, so the turnout I think is going to be historic for sure.
Well, it'll be interesting because there's no excuse not to vote, right? I mean, absentee, early voting, mail-in voting, voting election day. I mean, boy, oh boy, you get your opportunities.
Yep, that is true. So, appreciate your time as always, Mayor.
My pleasure. Enjoy the gloomy day.
Oh, I know. Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.